Welcome to Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York's SML Planning Minute, where we share concise and thought-provoking financial ideas for individuals, families, and business owners. Security Mutual, the company that cares.
Hello, this is Bill Rinaldi with another edition of Security Mutual's SML Planning Minute. In today's episode, the Social Security Administration gets it right. Over the past few months, the Social Security Administration, or SSA, has taken a major public relations hit over its clawback policy, which involves how they take back benefits from overpaid beneficiaries. We discussed the problem in detail back in early January. After a public outcry, the SSA has been forced to relent and change their long-standing policy. On November 5, 2023, the show 60 Minutes focused its investigative gaze on the SSA. The segment, hosted by Anderson Cooper, pointed out that a million or so people a year get something in the mail they weren't expecting, a bill from the SSA. The surprise bill arrives because the SSA miscalculated their benefits and paid them too much. The 60 Minutes episode highlights some examples where low-income taxpayers are facing bills they simply can't afford. They cited an older Chicago man who was approved for Social Security disability, but then recovered enough that he was able to go back to work. He did the right thing when he went back to work. He notified the SSA on the presumption that they would adjust his benefit accordingly. But it took them several years to figure it all out, and in the meantime, the disability checks kept coming. By the time they reconciled everything, the SSA sent him an invoice for over $50,000, money he didn't have. While discussing this and a few similar examples, prominent Social Security expert Lawrence Kotlikoff made one interesting point. When it comes to the clawback of benefits paid in error, there is no statute of limitations. The show included an example of someone who had been overpaid nearly 20 years earlier. In spite of the time frame, the SSA was still trying to claw their money back. But everything changed on March 20, 2024, when the SSA announced an end to what it referred to as clawback cruelty. From now on, the SSA will no longer intercept 100% of overpaid amounts by default. Instead, they will now generally withhold 10% of future monthly benefits. Additionally, the SSA says they will be shifting the burden of proof over who was at fault for the overpayments. In previous cases, the claimant had to prove that they weren't at fault. That's now the default assumption. If it's not true, the SSA has to prove it. They have also announced that they will be allowing more flexibility in working with people on developing a repayment plan, and they will be making it easier to request a waiver of repayment. This could be valuable for people, like the example cited on 60 Minutes, who were not at fault but simply can't afford to pay the money back. The bottom line? The SSA is listening and is willing to make changes as needed. Now let's hope they can find a way to fix the trust fund. This podcast is brought to you by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, the company that cares. The content provided is intended for educational and informational purposes only. Information is provided in good faith. However, the company makes no representation or warranty of any kind regarding the accuracy, reliability, or completeness of the information. The information presented is designed to provide general information regarding the subject matter covered. It is not to serve as legal, tax, or other financial advice related to individual situations because each individual's legal, tax, and financial situation is different. Specific advice needs to be tailored to your situation. Therefore, please consult with your own attorney, tax professional, or other advisors regarding your specific situation. To help reach your goals, you need a skilled professional by your side. Contact your local Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor today. As part of the planning process, he or she will coordinate with your other advisors as needed to help you achieve your financial goals and objectives. For more information, visit us at smlny.com/smlpodcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, tell your friends about it. And be sure to give us a 5-star review. And check us out on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
The applicability of any strategy discussed is dependent upon the particular facts and circumstances. Results may vary, and products and services discussed may not be appropriate for all situations. Each person's needs, objectives, and financial circumstances are different and must be reviewed and analyzed independently. We encourage individuals to seek personalized advice from a qualified Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor regarding their personal needs, objectives, and financial circumstances. Insurance products are issued by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, Binghamton, New York. Product availability and features may vary by state.